It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And welcome back to Hiawatha. Wade Grisher, Paige Mueller with you. Girls game in the book goes to St. Mary's, 59-43. Time for the boys game, but before I get to that, some other girls' final time. Valley Heights, TBL play, beats Frankfurt 54-29. Troy girls on the Riverside, 48-31. Haskell girls win in Blue Valley, 43-30. Halftime, Holton 28. Jeff West, 14. And a girls' final, Mar Hill Mount Academy, beating Horton 39-33. Sebessa girls win over Perry LaCompton tonight, 46-39. Could watch that on the Sebessa video channel. Sebessa with a big win tonight over Perry LaCompton. All right, time for the boys' game, and this could be interesting because if you look at the records, you'd say huge advantage St. Mary's. St. Mary's ranked 9th and 3A, 13-3 overall, 7-2 in league play, start of the year 10-0. Their three losses are just pretty decent teams. They lost to state-ranked Roscoe at 2A by 1. They lost to Nemo Central by 8 in the championship of the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Then avenged that loss this week by beating Nemo Central by 16. And then the loss last night to Silver Lake on the road at Silver Lake. It was tied at 60 when Dane Johnson hit a bank shot with 5 seconds to go. Silver Lake won by 4, 64-60. And Hiawatha, don't let that record deceive you. They're 6-9 overall, 4-4 in league play. They started 3-9, but they have won 3 in a row. They're able to beat Nemaha Central last Tuesday, 47-46, giving the Thunder their first loss of the season. Last Friday, they beat Riley County, 73-58, took care of Holton on Tuesday, 60-37. They had a big win early in the year against St. Rake Rossville, 57-55. So even though they're 6-9, they're playing with a lot of confidence, and they're at home here tonight. Let's give you a starting lineup for Hiawatha. Let the head coach Brady Jasper, his first year as the head coach of the girls for 10 years here at Hiawatha. It will be Cameron Boswell, 6'1 senior. Returning starter a year ago, all leader. Ethan Laporte is a 5'11 junior. Michael Gibson, a 5'6 junior guard. Raylan Stephen Morgan, a forward at 6'4. And Lane Kessler, 6'5 junior, around that starting five. For Hiawatha, return three starters from the team at 9-13 a year ago. And then you have St. Mary's. They are led by Will Spradley, who played at K-State from 2010 to 2014. He's led St. Mary's to 3 state appearances as head coach in 2022 and 2023. Last year, they went 13-8 after starting 9-1. And a lot of people think this is a team that can make a deep run and maybe make it to the state tournament in Hutch. So Will Spradley, head coach, assisted by Tim Rod, Kate Hurley, Coach Flanagan. Starting line for St. Mary's, it is Brady Hurley, who went over 1,000 career points with 20 last night and lost to Silver Lake. He's averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists. Adrian Jackson, 6'3 senior guard, averaging 8.6 rebounds. Alex Gallegos, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 9.3 boards. Ben DeVita, 5'10 junior guard, a good 3-point shooter. He's made 53s this year. He's averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds, 4 assists. And Howie Rizak, 6'4 senior forward, averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds. Outstanding All-State football player as a linebacker for St. Mary's. He's going to play football at Hutch. And he also is going to play in the Triangle this summer as well. Should be an entertaining game here tonight. St. Mary's and Hiawatha boys. And we'll have the opening tip for you here in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZN, MSC Sports Network.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sebessa at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our opening tip-off is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. And a big thank you to Rainbow Communications. Learn more online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services for Northeast Kansas, title sponsor of our coverage. Glad you can tune in tonight on the Hiawatha Channel, 103.9 Kansas and MSC Sports Radio Network, and the free MSC Radio app on your smartphones. Don't have it yet, it's free. Download it. I demand you to do that. Hiawatha and St. Mary's were underway, took control by the Bears. Ranked ninth is 3A, taking on Hiawatha. We're trying to pull off the upset tonight. St. Mary's in the road blue with the white numerals lettering. A post up for Rezac inside. He's able to fake it in on the window to my right. And early points go to St. Mary's, 2-0 Bears. Hiawatha in the home white. Blue numerals outlined in red, and the red and blue trim. Cutting through the hoop, throwing up a wild shot. The scoop off the window is good by Michael Jensen. And we're tied at two.
Jensen regularly has those quote-unquote wild layups, and he is very good at finishing at the rim, no matter if it's right or left-handed.
And now we have a moving screen on Rezac inside. As hitting the deck is Michael Jensen. Rezac fouled out of last night's game, as did DeVader, and that was important. Two starters that had to watch the final minute where Silver Lake hit the game-winning shot with 5 seconds to go. St. Mary's wins tonight in this boys' game. They get at least a share of the league title. If they lose, it opens the door for Silver Lake and Nemaw Central to win a share of the title, or maybe even, in the right scenario, an outright title with two league losses. Jensen lobs underneath, and going up, hitting the bottom of the rim was Wayne Kessler. I don't think he realized where he was when he caught the ball, but Hiawatha is able to get the loose change. And here is Stephen Morgan over to Morton to the right sideline. It goes, and now they swing it back over to the left to Cameron Boswell, all-leaguer a year ago. For Stephen Morgan, Hiawatha's got size at 6'4 and 6'5 with Kessler. Along with Stephen Morgan, as Morton, no shot clock here tonight, so Hiawatha being very patient. Driving is Jensen, and he pushed off there against Bailey Hurley, called for the offensive foul. The discard, his first foul, player control foul. Brady Hurley, we mentioned 20 last night. That's over 1,000 in his career. He missed all the games before the holiday break due to some ligament damage in his ankle from football season. He was a quarterback for the football team. Here is DeVader, a good outside shooter, as is Gallegos. Here's Jackson, flips it back to Rezac, open, doesn't take the three. Now Hurla, he's like Isabel Hurla. He could shoot it from anywhere, drives in, and a foul is called. That might be Kessler, and it is. But wait a minute. Yeah, it is. Kessler, 52. It'll be second foul on Hiawatha in early going. We're tied at two. Paige, you've seen Hiawatha started year 3-9. Some teams would have just said, it's not our year, and now they've won three games in a row.
For Hiawatha, I think they're finally in the swing of things. They have two post players, but one, Braylon C. Morgan, he can hit the three, so they're kind of more one post and a forward, and that's kind of how they're working around point guards. Kind of Warren and Jensen kind of take the duties up there, and then Boswell is our wing shooter. So for Hiawatha, kind of getting in the flow of things certainly helps later down the stretch.
Hurley hits both free throws, and the Bears lead early going 4-2. Bring up the floor is Morton against some full-court pressure at St. Mary's. St. Mary's will play a lot of full-court man-to-man. They rarely ever play zone. St. Mary's team much better defensively this year, giving up just 43 a game after struggling at times defensively a year ago. And they're a balanced team offensively. Nice back cut to Jensen on a good feed by Stephen Morgan, but he can't finish. Challenged by Rezac. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it was last touch by Rezac at St. Mary's. He'll stay with the Redhawks. 6:06 to go first quarter, 4-2 St. Mary's with the lead. Here's the inbounds. Kessler wide open, lays it up and in. Set a screen, and he was open off that screen. Here's Hurl all the way to the hoop and had it knocked away. Stephen Morgan comes away with the basketball. Here's Boswell in the corner. Over to Morton. Now back to Boswell. Near corner on the block. This is Kessler. Flips it all the way back out to Morton. Morton has it on the left wing, going to work against Gallegos, trying to go inside. Jackson Gable went for the steal, and making him pay is Kessler with a quick drop step for two. We're tied at four. Check that, 6-4. Redhawks are now up. Here's DeVader, a little crossover. Spins, flips it to Hurl at the top of the key. Now backs it out. A little Utah dribble, get a little bit of space. Fires at DeVader. Pump fake for three. Steps in. Rises and fires. Baseline. Smooth move by DeVader. Able to elevate. Hits a 15-footer. His first two. He averages 14 a game. And we're tied at six. Back the other way. Boswell flips it over to Kessler. Kessler catches it and in his grip. Got it down low. Poked away by Hurley. Hurley avoids the defense. Drives. Now a little floater in the lane. Left it short. pulled the string on it. Rezac the rebound, turns and stuffed at the end by Kessler. Ran down to Jensen to the trailer, Morton, and his two drop is good. Morton with his first two, and it's 8-6. Hiawatha with the lead. St. Mary's playing on back-to-back nights, third game of the week. See how much gas is in the tank. Gallegos underhands it on the baseline. Jackson lines up the three and drills it from the far corner. Cyprian Jackson, his first points of the night. And it's 9-8. St. Mary's in front for that three-pointer. Boswell on the near sideline in front of St. Mary's head coach Will Spradlin. Kicks it out. Jensen lines up the three from the wing and switches it. Jensen with the trifecta. And Hiawatha's back in front, 11-9. Early going. We've got an entertaining one. As I said, take the records, throw them out the window. Oh, nice pass underneath by Hurla, but Rezac wasn't quite ready for it. Off his hand and out of bounds. And Ethan Morton is injured. He's holding his right knee. Hopefully he's okay. So we have a stoppage of play for the injury timeout for Ethan Morton, a 5'11 junior. Hiawatha team has only been outscored by 5 points all year long. So that gives you an idea. They're 6-9, but that record's deceiving. They could easily be 9-6. You could flip it. I mean, it looks like Morton's going to be okay. At least you hope so.
Morton is our leading scorer. He averages 10-8 a game, and Michael's not so far behind him at 10-3. So Hiawatha's a well-balanced scoring team, all of them above 5 each per game.
Jensen the triggered in against full court man-to-man by St. Mary's. They'll try to trap when given the opportunity. Boswell gets it across half court over to Braden Newell, who's in as Morton's attended to on the bench. Under 4 to play, first quarter, 11-9 in favor of Hiawatha on this Valentine's Day. In the roundhouse. Bounce pass to Kappelman, or check that, Jensen, and he lays it up and in. Jensen with 7. And it's 13-9, Hiawatha. We have a chance to explain the scenarios for the league title. Zach Summers comes into the game and shoots immediately from the right elbow. Had a wide open look, couldn't knock it down, a little bit strong. He played well at the bench last night in the loss to Silver Lake. Started some last year as a sophomore. Now comes off the bench this year, has accepted his role. With it near half court of the Red Hawk logo, this is Boswell, guarded by Gallegos. Now entry to Kessler, he catches. Hurla helps, and Jackson rips it away. And Kessler's brought the ball down low twice, and that's allowed the guards to poke it away. If we can keep it high, it'll be tough for St. Mary's to deal with it. And now Hurla gets the screen. A little pick-and-roll action with Summers. Hurla, step back, three-pointer, top of the circle, book it. He is so smooth. His first three of the night, he has 5. And it's 13-12, Hiawatha. Action fourth we go. Well played first quarter. Not many turnovers. Spin dribble by Jensen. Kicks it out. Wide open three. Newell hits it, but waved it off. Jensen, when he drove, he jumped in there to make the pass, and he's called for a charge. Summers taking the charge to wipe off the bucket. Jensen now has 2 fouls. The page.
Both offensively.
Yeah, 2 offensive fouls, which means you have to go to the bench. And Morton is being attended to. And he is on the bench, so that's 2 of your better scorers.
Thankfully, though, for Hiawatha, we have 2 very capable basketball players in Kettler and Newell. Kettler started last year as a junior for Hiawatha. Now comes off the bench.
Summers three from the corner. It's short. Ball tipped out by Jackson, and Killian McCann, who just checked in, gets the loose change. Now to Hurla. He drives, flips through. Great defense. Kettler rips it away. Turnover to St. Mary's. Here come the Redhawks, leading by a point with 2:04 to play first quarter. St. Mary's 7-2 in league. Hiawatha 4-4. Hiawatha's won 3 in a row since starting 3-9. Cut to the bucket is Newell. Kicks it back out. Boswell, the lefty's 3 off the back iron. Good look. Just a hair too strong. Summers, the long carom. He attacks the goal all the way and can't finish. And the ball loose on the deck. Diving forward is Summers. First one to get on the floor. Good hustle. It's loose and it's a pinball. Ricochets around. And then McCann helps up. Steven Morgan hit the deck. Good sportsmanship by McCann. And I think they might call the foul, McCann. Check that. It's going to be Summers. That's his first. That's the first foul. Check that second foul on the Bears. 3 team fouls on Hiawatha this first quarter. Jackson goes out. Rezac is back in there. And Morton, good news there. He comes into the game after being banged up. And going out is Newell. So Morton, the junior, back in, number 15. Gives it up to Boswell. They set the screen for Bosway, fakes the three, and then bumped into by DeVader. The ball goes out of bounds into the Bears bench. They say it will remain with Hiawatha.
Boswell kind of hit the ground hard there after being screened by DeVader.
It was definitely some contact, but let him play. Morton, a returning starter, one of three returning starters for a team that went 9-13 a year ago. Brady Jaffer, head coach in his first year as a head man. Here's Kessler. His pass is tipped away, but retrieved over there by Morton. Coach Jasper was the girls' head coach last 10 years. Good dish underneath to Kessler, but he put the power dribble, and once again, Hurley comes in trying to rake it out of his hands. He did, but they say the ball hit the baseline after Hurley touched it, so it'll stay with Hiawatha. Boy, as soon as Kessler puts it on the ground, there's two or three Bears that are clawing at it. Down to Lane Kessler. Now Kettler has it. This is Stephen Morgan. Looks it over to Kettler. Now back out between the ovals to Ethan Morton. 52 seconds of ticking first quarter. Hiawatha 13, St. Mary's 12. Morton catches it near half court. Picked up there by McCann. We'll watch a five count here. He creates some space. Off front, Kettler. Looking inside for Kessler. Not a good pass. Tipped away. Threw it to the top of the shoulder where Kessler really had to post it up. But turnover for Hiawatha. And now St. Mary's could hold for the final shot of this first quarter. Trying to take the lead to close out the stanza. Brady Hurla backs it out. Puts it to Summers in the near corner. Lost the ball for a moment. Regains it. Drives baseline. And his body checked out of bounds on the baseline there by Stephen Morgan. Easy call for the official. First foul for Stephen Morgan in the 14th foul with 13.2 to play in the quarter. Hiawatha 13, St. Mary's 12.
Speaking of Steve Morgan, he had a standout game against Fulton where he had 27 on Tuesday. Actually, check that. That was actually last Friday against Raleigh County.
Here is Summers. Lowers his shoulder, goes all the way to the hoop. Can't finish at the rim. Challenged there by Kessler. 5 seconds of the clock. Boswell ahead to Stephen Morgan. Right corner three by Kettler. Counts if it goes, and it's short. An air ball, and that's the end of the first quarter. St. Mary's trailing Hiawatha 13-12. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute. This is high school basketball on the Hiawatha Channel, 103.9 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow e-bill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the e-bill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tolleson, Wade Gershner and Paige Mueller with you from Hiawatha. Thanks for tuning in tonight, whether it be on the Hiawatha channel or on the radio or through the app as well. So Hiawatha with a one-point lead, and it's Ethan Morton with the basketball. Flips it over to Boswell. Here's Kettler looking inside for Stephen Morgan, posting up Summers. Hard drop step, up and under, now turns and shoots, left it short. Rebounded by Rizak. There's all kinds of scenarios as to who's going to win the league title this year in the Big East on the boys' side. It is very complicated. Here's McCann over to Hurla, and he traveled. That was a good call.
Unlike the girls' first quarter for St. Mary's, the boys have played quite a clean quarter with the turnovers, unfortunately started the second off with one. But kind of a deja vu moment there for the Bears.
Kettler plays with Stephen Morgan. Here's Boswell, the lefty looking inside, out front to Morton. They swing it right side. Stephen Morgan rises and fires for three, missing. Rebounded by Gallegos. Here's Hurler, wants to push it ahead, gets it to McCann. McCann goes up strong, swatted cleanly up high there by Boswell. They called Boswell with the foul. I didn't think Boswell got any of the body. I thought it was a clean block. And that's what I wondered. They called a reach on Kettler instead. So that's the first foul on Hiawatha. So McCann is to the foul line. 5'11 junior. First one is up. And it is good. So Nemaha Central is at Riley County tonight in boys' play. Silver Lake is at Royal Valley. St. Mary's is here at Hiawatha. They're all tied at 7-2 in the league race, and they have one last league game to play, and that's tonight. As McCann hits both free throws, St. Mary's now up by one, 14-13. To be continued on that explanation here in a moment. So Morton, guarded by Gallegos, gives it up to Stephen Morgan, far sideline. Puts it out. Between the rings, it goes to Kettler. And now Morton will survey the man-to-man St. Mary's defense. Pass is tipped out of bounds by McCann. So let's see if we can blow Paige Mueller's mind right here. So if Nemaha Central and Silver Lake and St. Mary's all win tonight, it's a three-way tie for the league title at 8-2. That's simple. They all win, and they'd all be favored tonight. They all win, it's a three-way tie at 8-2. The first ever league title Big East boys play would be to three teams. That's an easy scenario. As Morton misses the runner off the glass, rebounded by Kessler. Here's Stephen Morgan. Step back, nothing there, and now Boswell has it, picked up by Summons. 6:23 to go, first half. And it is 14-13, St. Mary's with the lead. Hiawatha looking to retake the lead on this possession. Boswell, nothing going right now, just stagnant offense for the Redhawks. Boswell got to watch a five count here. Summers playing good D. Boswell goes up strong, misses, ball tipped out by Rizak, who goes to McCann. 4-on-3, McCann over to Brady Hurla. Picked up there by Morton. Summers fakes the three, drives, and then slips and falls. No, he actually was tripped, and that's why it fell, according to the official. Summers being aggressive. He's playing with more confidence last week or two. As the foul is on Morton, that's his first. So, if all three of those teams win, three-way tie. If Silver Lake wins tonight and St. Mary's wins tonight, but Nemaha Central loses at Riley County, then Silver Lake wins the league title because they have the head-to-head over Nemaha Central. Actually, that was wrong. Who made that bucket there?
I didn't see.
Okay, and here's Morton coming the other way.
That was really quick.
Flips it out, and now they swing it. In the left corner goes to Morton, his pull-up Jay, bouncing off, rebound Kessler, put back in. Walking within one, Kessler has six. 16-15, St. Mary's. Double-check who scored that during the break. Here's McCann to Rizak. Plays it to Hurla. A deep three, far wing, too strong. Weak side rebound, Rizak. Power dribble, lower the shoulder. Kessler hits the deck, no call. Summers pump fake, puts the defender by, misses the three. Inside Gallegos to put back. He can't score. Rizak will try. He goes up and he's fouled. And St. Mary's hurting Hiawatha on the offensive glass. Rizak to get two free throws. That foul's on Kessler. That is his second.
I'm still waiting on you to blow my mind.
Okay, so if Silver Lake wins tonight, St. Mary's wins tonight, Nemaha Central loses, then that means St. Mary's Silver Lake would be tied atop the league standings at 8-2, but Silver Lake would get the championship of the league title because they beat St. Mary's head-to-head last night.
Hmm.
Okay, as a free throw is missed by Rizak. Now, if St. Mary's wins tonight and Nemaha Central beats Riley County and Silver Lake loses to Royal Valley, St. Mary's is the outright league champ because they beat Nemaha Central head-to-head. If Silver Lake wins tonight, Nemaha Central wins tonight, St. Mary's loses tonight to Hiawatha, then Nemaha Central is your champion because they beat Silver Lake head-to-head.
Wow.
But other than that, not much going on for the league race.
Wow.
I'm mind-blown, and I already knew what I was going to say.
So basically, there's three really good teams in the league.
Yes.
And fortunately for Hiawatha, they've actually beat one of them. They beat Nemaha Central.
Well, and Rossville's 7-3, and if
mm-hmm.
all three of these teams would lose tonight that I just mentioned, then there'd be a four-way tie for first. And then I don't know what happens. Rossville 7-3, and Hiawatha beat Rossville in the year by two. So Rizak hit 1 out of 2. Actually, he didn't hit any. He was 0-for-2. Here is Morton with it. Fires it left-hand corner to Jensen. And now a dangerous skip pass knocked away by Gallegos. DeVader ahead to McCann, back to DeVader. Fakes the three, steps in left corner. Good wraparound pass on the wing to Gallegos, who carries the three-pointer. Good ball movement. Gallegos shooting 46% from three. Hits that one. It's 19-15 Bears. 4:12 to go in the first half. Morton to Stephen Morgan. Walling up is Rezac on defense. Stephen Morgan fadeaway misses. Ball loose, and Rezac dives for it. And he touched it last and went out of bounds in the Hiawatha bench back in the backcourt to our right. St. Mary's leading 19-15. Kessler had 6. Jensen was 7. That's 13 of Hiawatha's 15. Perla with 5. And a whole bunch of guys with 2 and 3 for St. Mary's. Backdoor cut. Jensen open. Back in the game with 2 fouls. Steps up and misses there as he backs his way back into the court of play. It was a little bit too far underneath the goal initially on that back cut. Bears get it back. DeVader pulls the trigger from deep. Misses from the near wing for 3. Good rebound there by Newell, and the timeout called by Hiawatha. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown, Popcorn and Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. Hiawatha the timeout. St. Mary's leads by 4. Back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KMZA, the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3 minutes, 35 seconds to play, first half. Kind of a low-scoring first half. St. Mary's likes to get up and down. Now it's 58 a game. Hiawatha averages 52, but right now St. Mary's leading 19-15. No team fouls on St. Mary's in the second quarter, 3 on Hiawatha. Full court pressure after the Hiawatha 30-second timeout called by head coach Brady Jasper. Morton with a left-hand dribble, switches to his right, flips it over to Jensen playing with the 2 fouls. Both his fouls were player control, offensive fouls, charges. He catches it underneath, the ball knocked away, he gets it back. And now dribbles out of trouble. DeVader pestering him. Jensen, jump stop, double team, nowhere to go, runs into a wall formed by 2 Bear defenders. Now Morton finds a crease. Slithers through and can't finish. Ball tipped by Stephen Morgan to himself, and he scores. His first 2, and it's 19-17 St. Mary's. Gallegos plays it left side to Summers. Now to Jackson. DeVader, wide open 3 from the far wing. Back iron, no. Gallegos, the floater baseline, bounces off on the offensive rebound. Stephen Morgan has it, and then reach-in foul called on Gallegos, which is really no big deal for the Bears because that's his first, and it's the first foul of the quarter on St. Mary's.
St. Mary's has played a very clean quarter until this 2:43 mark. Hiawatha has 3 team fouls.
Brady Hurla back in after a short breather. St. Mary's has been to state 3 times under Coach Spradling. 2020, it was COVID. They got to the state semis in Hutch, and COVID ended the season. That's still a sore spot for me as Stephen Morgan is fouled at the goal. He'll get 2 free throws. We'll see who they call that on. But it was obviously a shame for all those teams that were 2 wins away from a state championship. Usually you settle on the court there. You never got to finish it. And St. Mary's boys, they were one of those teams that get the final 4 banner from that year. As Stephen Morgan hits the free throw, that foul was called on Cyprian Jackson, his first team foul number 2. So they went to state in 2020. 2022, St. Mary's lost in the state final in 2A to Hillsborough. And then the very next year, 2 years ago, they lost the first round to Mount Ridge. Second free throw does not fall, so Stephen Morgan hits 1 out of 2. It's a 1-point game at 19-18.
Stephen Morgan's at a 61.1% free throw shooter on the year.
Here's Summers in some trouble. Passes tipped. Good defense by Brayden Newell in the ballgame. A senior for Hiawatha. Here's Hurley going to work against Morton. Morton moves his feet. Here's the DeVader, 18-footer, just inside the line over Morton. That's a tough shot. DeVader able to swish it. And it's 21-18 Bears. Morton or Boswell ahead. Now in the corner, it goes to Newell. His 3 is too strong from the corner. And now a foul on the rebound try called on Stephen Morgan. That's his 2nd. That's the 4th team foul on Hiawatha with a minute 53 to play in this first half. Iwaza and St. Mary's both playing man-to-man defense. Jackson catching the top of the key. And now a bad pass as Summers cut in to set a screen. Gallegos thought he was going to stay on the perimeter and throw it right into the Hiawatha bench. Both teams have a pretty good job protecting the pumpkin tonight. Here's Morton. Brings it up. Here comes a trap. And a reach-in foul called on Gallegos. A little nickel and dimer. That's his second, third team foul on the Bears. Girls game earlier tonight went to St. Mary's 59-43. Isabel Herla, school record 7 threes in a game. That's right, she had 7 threes after 5 threes last night. She had 29. Hayden Heim had 23. They have 52 of their 59. St. Mary's girls now 9-8 on the year. Hiawatha girls fall to 8-8. As here's a three off the mark by Boswell. Good rebound underneath by Kettler. And a loose ball foul is called on St. Mary's. Man, that's on DeVader, his first. And suddenly, four team fouls on the Bears. Jackson goes out. Rezac is in. Rezac had 10 in the loss to the Eagles last night at Silver Lake. Lob into Stephen Morgan, and a foul called on Rezac. So he comes in, immediately gets his second foul. Will Bradley sends out Rezac. Rezac gets his second within about 2 seconds, and now Rezac will come right back out of the game, and Jackson will re-enter. This is a moment ago, Paige. St. Mary's didn't have any team fouls just like that. There's five. Stephen Morgan, free throw. Switch. Jackson is in for Rezac, as we said would happen. Hiawatha, three starters from last year's team returning. St. Mary's has 95% of their scoring. They got everybody back, but one player that graduated from a year ago. So there was big expectations for them this season, and they've met them for the most part. Stephen Morgan hits both free throws. He has five. 21-20, St. Mary's with the lead. St. Mary's with the basketball. The Vader drives, stops, flips it to Herla. Carson Henry into the game for Hiawatha. The floater by Herla in the lane, a bit strong. McCann tries to save it between his legs. You know, when you are a guy and you're going to save a basketball between your legs, you better hope you jump higher than the ball that you're trying to save, or it's really going to hurt.
I'd imagine so. Thankfully, I don't have to deal with that.
I wouldn't know anything from experience if anything like that's ever happened to me. I have no idea. Just something I observed there if McCann did throw that ball low enough. I've seen it happen to people, and that hurts me physically, just watching that happen. Here's Brady Newell. Really bad when it happens to you. Nice pass underneath the Boswell. Boswell's first points, and it's 22-21. Hiawatha right there with the Bears. We said in the pregame, forget the record. St. Mary's 13-3, Hiawatha 6-9. Hiawatha's a different team right now, playing with a lot of confidence. And Hiawatha's up one on their home floor. And how sweet it would be on Valentine's Day for the Red Hawks to upset the Bears. Herla just dribbling down the clock. Here comes the screen from Jackson. Herla goes left. Steps back. DeVader from the volleyball line. High arcing three. Switch! DeVader from Seneca drops it in. And St. Mary's with the three by DeVader to beat the clock and close out the half. They lead at intermission 24-22. Stay tuned. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College is coming up next. It's high school basketball on the Hiawatha Channel, 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network, back in 2.5 minutes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, the girls' game earlier tonight was tied at halftime 27-all, and the boys' game at halftime is a two-point affair as St. Mary's, Ben DeVader, swishing that three-pointer from the volleyball line to beat the halftime buzzer, and that puts the Bears up at the break by 2. Back and forth, first half. Hiawatha led by as many as 4, 13-9. St. Mary's led by as many as 4 at 19-15. So it's been nip and tuck back and forth so far in this first half. Brady Hurler with 5 points, including a 3. 3 points for Cyprian Jackson, including a 3. 3 points, including a 3 for Alex Gallegos. 2 points for Kelly McCann. 7 points and a 3 for Ben DeVader. And Howard Rezac with 4. St. Mary's 5 of 6 from the line, unofficially 3 turnovers. They hit the 4 threes from 4 different players. Hiawatha, meanwhile, led in that first half. Michael Jensen, 7 points and a 3. 6 points for Lane Kessler. 5 for Braylon Siebenmorgan, including 3 of 4 from the line. 2 points for Ethan Morton and 2 points for Cameron Boswell. Foul trouble, Michael Jensen and Siebenmorgan each with 2 along with Kessler. Rezac and Cal Higgins have 2 for St. Mary's. Hiawatha, first half, unofficially with 3 turnovers. Hiawatha trailing St. Mary's at the break, 24-22. That's going to have time still in 2 minutes. 102.9 KMCA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seneca, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Hi, Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And welcome back to Hiawatha as the boys game, St. Mary's 24, Hiawatha 22. Earlier tonight, the St. Mary's girls and Hiawatha tied at halftime 27-all. St. Mary's a 15-0 run in the third quarter. They pull away and win 59-43. Isabel Hurla at 29 points and a school record 7 three-pointers. 23 for Hayden Hines, scored 52 of their 59. St. Mary's girls are now 9-8, 5-5 in league play. Snap a three-game skid. Hiawatha girls have lost 5 in a row. They're 8-8, 4-5 in league play. They're led by Kylie Nelson at 18. Kinsey Nelson, her sister, chipped in with 10. Kylie Nelson of Hiawatha and Isabel Hurla and Hayden Heim were our players of the game, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. But it was a really good game there for a while until the third quarter when St. Mary's made some threes, including Hurla with 3 of her 7 triples in that third frame. And let's see if I can get some updated scores. I'll pull up on my phone here real quick to pass along to you. Okay, so boys halftime, Mar Hill Mount Academy 32, Horton 30. Girls final, Horton over Just West 64-33. Girls final, Sabetha of Fairleigh Compton 46-39. Troy girls beat Riverside 48-31. Axtell over Blue Valley 43-30. Valley Heights girls all over Frankfort 54-29. Mar Hill Mount Academy over Horton to girls play 39-33. And all the scores and much more you can get, of course, with our scoreboard show on our station on Friday night. And this is a Friday night. And, of course, you can check out all the scores on our MSC Sports website. We got you covered with every team schedule, results and standings, stories, and much, much more. And just got an update here. Boys, third quarter score, Mar Hill Mount County 46, Horton 38. Halftime here in Hiawatha. It is St. Mary's 24. Hiawatha trying to pull an upset down just 2. Stay tuned. The second half comes to you in 90 seconds. This is high school basketball on Hiawatha Channel 103.9 Kansas and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
The professionals at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis, meaning one field could trigger loss. Stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha to find out more or call 785-284-7611.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the third quarter. St. Mary's, the Bears with the basketball moving to our left. A zone by Hiawatha. A three-pointer knocked down by DeVader. I would say that he's starting to feel it after he hit that one from the volleyball line to close out the half. Back-to-back threes for him, 27-22. Far corner, Boswell tries to answer. And good! Splashes the three from the far side. His first three of the night. Back the other way. Hurla doesn't waste any time. He's rejected at the apex by Stephen Morgan. Rezac gets it back, right hand hook good, and suddenly we've got all kinds of offense after a slow-moving first half. 29-25 in favor of St. Mary's. The big three-pointer a moment ago by Boswell to answer the Vader. Boswell bounce pass to Stephen Morgan. Left wing extended behind the back dribble, a little crossover. And then he spins, and the chair pulled out from under him by Jackson. But he gets on the floor, and he throws it to Morton while lying on his back, and Morton lays it up and in. Morton with four, and it's 29-27. Paige Hiawatha staying in there, keeping the pressure on the Bears.
Hiawatha, when they get the momentum going, they are hard to stop. They're figuring out the offense. They have the height. It's pretty equal, unlike the girls' game, able to play some man-to-man defense.
Gallegos, entry pass, Rezac had good position, ball was kicked, and it's a good thing it was kicked because Rezac had perhaps a layup. Back down to the defender. Rezac is a strong dude. You can see he's been in the weight room a little bit. 6'4", he's going to play linebacker at Hutch, All-State linebacker, and he's going to play in the Shrine Bowl this summer. Underneath Jackson, open. Oh, what a, he got a piece of it with Stephen Morgan. Still, it almost went in. Are they going to count that? Going to go goaltending on that one?
Flashbacks to the K-State game.
Yeah, no, they're just saying it was out of bounds, so it'll be Hiawatha ball, 29-27. Bring it up is Jensen, flips it to Boswell, and here's Morton at the Red Hawk logo. 6:20 to play third quarter, St. Mary's leads by two. Stephen Morgan rising fires at the foul line, back heel, no. Rebound Kessler, once again Hurley just rips it away once Kessler puts it on the floor. That was a good rebound by Kessler. Here's Brady Hurla into the paint, down the boulevard. The scoop is good. Well, what tremendous English with the right hand, a little backspin. Hurla with seven. And now a trap against Boswell, and I think he bounced it off his foot out of bounds. He did. Excuse me, that's Morton. So a turnover for Hiawatha. We talked about earlier, both teams have done a pretty good job protecting the basketball. Hurla the trigger man, lobs it all the way out to Jackson. Underhands with the Hurla. Screen set by Jackson. Hurla, little shake and bake dribble. Plays it to DeVader. Pump fake steps in off the dribble. Three-pointer, yes, sir. And I think Ben DeVader is in a zone. That's three straight made threes for DeVader. He has 12, and it's 30. Oh, like I say, his foot was on the line. 33-27 as Morton misses. And then we have a whistle and a timeout. It'll be Hiawatha ball. Timeout, Hiawatha. So they're going to call that a two, although I wonder if they're going to check that or not. We'll go ahead and keep it here. We'll keep it here because they are going to keep it. Oh, I thought DeVader was behind the line, to be honest with you. But anyway, we'll go with it. So no back-to-back threes for DeVader. St. Mary's leads 33-27.
For St. Mary's, they scored 12 in the first and the second quarters. Off to a hot start, scoring 10 right out of the gate in the third. Hiawatha only scoring 5. Hiawatha's going to need to start finding their momentum. That's one of the downfalls for this Red Hawks team. Once they get the momentum, they can feel themselves. They're more comfortable shooting, but almost when they don't have it, well, they don't want to shoot. They're more, almost, I want to say scared, but they're hesitant. And against a team like St. Mary's, you can't be hesitant when you're open.
There have been some times where Hiawatha's, their offense has become a little bit stale on some possessions, and it's a little bit of lack of movement without the basketball. Conversation between the officials, but as we said, the scoreboard had DeVader with a two-pointer, not three, so it's 33-27 as of now. See if anybody corrects anything or if that was indeed the right call. As the inbounds to Kessler, I thought Kessler might have touched that one last, but they say it's Hiawatha basketball. They might have caught a break there. Coach Jasper not happy. They wanted to run something after the timeout. You talk about something like, you wonder why coaches lose their hair or pull their hair out. Things like that. You call a timeout, and then you don't execute what you drew up. Like, why did I call the timeout? Here is Morton. He turns, fade away. Banker doesn't go. Hurley will tip it to himself. Quickly ahead, this is Gallegos. DeVader calling for the ball. He catches it, fakes the three, steps over to the left side, underhands it. Back near half court of the Red Hot logo to Hurley. Gallegos calling for an open three-pointer, bounces off. Rezac kept it alive. It's Bruce Kessler tracks down the ball in the far corner. Here comes Morton from left to right on your radio dial. Boswell, quick trigger three. Yes, sir! Boswell with eight, his second three. And they've been two gigantic threes in the second half. 33-30, St. Mary's. Erlich zips it over to Jackson. Will Spratton, head coach, motioning for his team to run their motion offense. Here is DeVader. Pull-up Jay. Oh, he's blocked a foul by Jensen. Got him across the hand. And DeVader hits the deck. He'll get a couple of free throws. And for Jensen, that's his third personal. And that is the first foul of the second half called on the Redhawks. Hiawatha, busy week next week, Paige. Tuesday at Sabetha. Thursday hosts Royal Valley. Friday they got Riverside. And then after that, Jeff West before Substate.
It's almost kind of exciting. These are teams besides Sabetha that they haven't seen before. And I have a feeling a lot of these Hiawatha players want that revenge against Sabetha. They lost by three. The school, you know, kind of close by. And so rivalries are kind of intense when it comes to both the Birds, the Redhawks, and the Blue Jays. Exciting week for the Redhawks.
It is. The Vader hits both free throws. And it's 35-30. Now, how about a 6-9? But they beat Roscoe State ranked team. They beat Nemo Central State ranked team recently. And they lost to Sabetha, who's really good, by only three, as you mentioned. So, and now they got St. Mary's. They're right there with them. And they're ranked ninth in the state 3A. Nice pass to Kessler. Leans in and scores. Way to muscle it up by Lane Kessler. Good feed by Stephen Morgan. Kessler has eight. And it is 35-32. St. Mary's. Last night, St. Mary's had an 8-point lead in the third quarter, but couldn't hang on, ended up losing in the final seconds. Here's a deep three by DeVader. I know that's behind the line. DeVader from way downtown. He now has 17, and he can score in a flurry. He has 10 points in this third quarter. It's 38-32. And leading in out of control is Stephen Morgan, but a blocking foul is called.
I can't imagine that felt good for any one of those players involved that hit the ground.
No. What really stinks is when you take the punishment and you don't get the call, and you're, oh, why did I step in there and try to take a charge? That foul is on DeVader, his second. First team foul on the Bears. 3:45 to go in his third quarter, 38-32 St. Mary's. So DeVader has 17, 10 of his team's 14 in his third quarter. And Stephen Morgan hits the free throw. He has 6, 4, 5 from the line.
Hiawatha free throw shooting earlier this season was definitely not reliable, but as you're getting here longer down the stretch, it's been something that Hiawatha can actually take a breath and not have to hope to get a rebound, but they've been more successful in making them, so props to the Redhawks there.
Stephen Morgan makes both free throws inside Rezac. He had it swatted from behind by Morton. Kessler was also there, but a whistle and a foul is called on Morton. His second team foul on Hiawatha. Talked about the upcoming schedule for the Redhawks. St. Mary's will be at Riley County Tuesday, and then they'll host Silver Lake next Friday, a week from tonight, on our sister station 96.9 The Pulse. And that'll be the second meeting between St. Mary's Silver Lake in 8 days, and then they'll finish their regular season on the road at Rossville. Rossville beat St. Mary's in the boys' game last Tuesday by 1 point. Maybe a heck of a rematch as well. Rezac made the first. Second free throw on the way. Rattles that one in there. Rezac with 8, and it's 40-34. St. Mary's with the lead. Hiawatha the ball moving to our right in the white jerseys with the blue numerals outlined in the red. Baseball pass fired over there from Stephen Morgan out front to Boswell. Boswell with 2 3-pointers in this quarter. He has 8 for the game. One to Kessler. He catches at the right elbow. Bounce pass on the block to Stephen Morgan, guarded by Jackson. Boswell, fadeaway, baseline, barely grazed the iron. He was fading away. Couldn't put much on it. Back the other way to our left come the Bears. Pull up Jay. DeVader, foot was on the line that time. It doesn't fall, a little bit short. Morton comes away with it and somehow keeps control of the basketball on the dribble. Kick out. Stephen Morgan lines up the triple in and out. Boy, had a good look. Iron unkind on the home floor. No love on Valentine's Day for the rim on that one. And then driving baseline is Gallegos. So I thought he lost that. Yeah, I just said, Sam Harris just got a break. I thought Gallegos lost that off his leg out of bounds baseline. How a lot of fans can't believe it. And they're going to talk it over. They might overturn this call. Yep, it's going to Hiawatha. That's the right call.
I think all the Hiawatha fans are kind of holding their breath after that one.
You know, eventually as we expand the video channel and we get the Jumbotron here at the roundhouse, and then we can Paige can hit the replay button, and the coaches can see and say, see, you missed that one. Change it.
Yes.
It might be about 23 years from now we'll get to that. 40-34. Bounce pass to Seabin Morgan. Gives it up to Kessler. Kessler, one dribble, and then knocked away. The ball loose, and it comes out. Here's a three by Morton straight away. Bang! Morton with his first three. He has seven, and Hiawatha will not go away. 40-37, Bears. Jackson fakes the three down the boulevard. Lays it up, misses. Up high, into the glass, climbing the ladder, Seabin Morgan. Outlets to Braden Newell's into the ballgame. Senior underhands it to Boswell. Well, some clutch threes. Boswell with two triples. Morton with a triple in this quarter to keep the Redhawks in it. Kessler, good find. They swing it. Boswell to tie the game. Yeah! Cameron Boswell with his third three of the quarter. And we're tied at 40 with a minute 45 to play in this third quarter from the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Ray Hurla, pump fake, and had a poke away from behind and then off the hand to Kessler out of bounds on the baseline to our left.
Well, I don't think Kessler was quite ready for the ball to land in his hand.
No. Timeout called by St. Mary's, and it's time for a break, and they're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Thanks, Legals. Mini flavors of homegrown popcorn, perfect timeout snack. Timeout on the floor. We're tied at 40. Back at 30 seconds on 103.9 Kansas and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ball knotted up at 40. St. Mary's and Hiawatha tied. A minute 35 to play here in the third. Hurla, the trigger man. DeVader, quick trigger three. Short from the wing. And Stephen Morgan has been a monster on the glass here in the third quarter. Comes away with the rebound. Hiawatha, a chance to take the lead. St. Mary's had a six-point advantage. It's 40-34. Here's a three by Boswell. Boswell and Swiggle. His fourth three of the quarter. 43-40, Hiawatha. DeVader to tie for his three. Back iron, no, and then over the backboard. So DeVader's cooled down a little bit. So it is a 9-0 run by Hiawatha on three triples, two by Boswell and one triple from Morton. And Boswell hit a three earlier in the quarter before Morton hit his. 43-40 Hiawatha under a minute to play in his third quarter. Hiawatha trying to spoil the party for St. Mary's. St. Mary's was 7-1 in league play. And lob underneath and thrown away. McCann with the steal. St. Mary's could end up ending league season with back-to-back losses and not getting a share of a league title. Hurl had a poke away from behind out of bounds. And I think it was touched last by Newell. St. Mary's with the basketball. The Bears lost a heartbreaker last night. They're up 8 in the third quarter. Here tonight, up 6. Dane Johnson hit a bucket with 5 seconds to go to break a 60-60 tie. And then a steal and a layup at the buzzer to make it a 4-point game. St. Mary's had a chance to tie. Here's a three by Hurla. It's too strong. St. Mary's now certainly not knocking down the triples. DeVader, pump fake, steps in, kicks it, corner three, McCann. It's up, and now he hits it. McCann with his first three of the night. And we're tied at 43. That is a 9-0 run for Hiawatha. Three-point shooting contest breaking out in the third quarter. 43-43, 8 seconds to go in the frame. Here's Morton. Boswell, open. Can he make a fourth? Yes, he did. In the corner, and Hiawatha heads into the fourth, leading by three, 46-43, back in 1 minute, high school basketball, 103.9 KNCA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Marksmanship at its finest. 9 combined made threes between the two teams in that third quarter. St. Mary's made 3 threes. DeVader with a couple. Hiawatha made 6 threes. Boswell hit 5 triples in the quarter. He says to Isabel Hurley of the St. Mary's girls, who hit 7 threes earlier tonight, hold my beverage. Here is Kettler back out between the circles. This is Newell. Hiawatha with the ball leading by 3, trying to pull up another upset. Give and go, and Kettler is grabbed, and a foul is called on the Bears. That was a nice back cut, little give and go action. Newell cutting the hoop. Foul was on the floor. They're calling on DeVader. That's his third. And the first team foul on the Bears to start this fourth quarter. Lob all the way out between the rings. It goes to Stephen Morgan, who was really good on the glass in that last quarter. Morton hit a 3. Boswell with 5 triples. The southpaw on fire in that quarter. Out front, Stephen Morgan says, I'll shoot the 3. It's raining threes at the roundhouse here in Hiawatha, and most of them going the red hot way. 49-43, Hiawatha's biggest lead of the night. On the baseline, catching is Rezac. Now Summers out of control, lost it, but they call a foul on the Red Hawks. We were tied, or 40-34, and then Hiawatha, the game was tied at 40. So every time Hiawatha scores, they're scoring in multiples of 3 because they're hitting 3 after 3 after 3. 7 triples in the second half. Here is Gallegos on the lob on the out-of-bounds play. DeVader had a notion into the lane. Cut off there. Back to Gallegos. Here's DeVader. Takes the 3. Steps in. Jumper from the foul line. Bounces in. DeVader has 19. 12 in the second half. Here's Boswell. Rezac says, I better stay on him. And Boswell, he lost it, but went right off the hand of Rezac. 49-45. Hiawatha knocked off Hemau Central, their first loss of the season last Tuesday on February the 4th, 47-46.
But there's a reason Cameron Boswell was all league last year. He had 50-plus threes on the season, and he can shoot. And all throughout the season, players have not been letting him shoot. And, you know, so far, St. Mary's has kind of let him in. He made him pay, and right there, Hurla didn't let him. And Pokecheck, Boswell is going to throw it inbounds.
Hurla deflecting that one out. They're trying to get to Boswell, like you said. Boswell, they're going to be really tight on him here in the fourth quarter. And here's a pass by Morton. Goes astray. He's trying to hit Jensen. Unofficially, that's the 6th turnover. Hiawatha, St. Mary's only turned over like 4 or 5 times. Both teams have really done a good job. It's been a pretty clean ball game. Officials will let him play for the most part. And then we've seen both teams shoot the 3 really well. Brady Hurla, he's been quiet. Just 7 points tonight. DeVader, he's the one that's had the hot end. Drives baseline cut off. Good defense there by Hiawatha's Kettler. Here's Hurla. I said he's been quiet. No anymore. Hurla says, take that and shove it to me as he drills the 3-pointer. And he has the 2nd 3 of the night, 49-48. Hiawatha, by 1. Here's Jensen, puts it on the floor, slithers to the rim, and lays it in. Jensen with 9. And it's 51-48, Hiawatha, 5:45 to go. Suddenly things are escalating in a fun way offensively. Perla spins into the lane, flips up at the left. What? By Kessler. And then Herla fell down, and then Rizak tripped and fell and landed on his tailbone over his own teammate. It was friendly fire. So Rizak went down, but he looks like he's okay. Well, everybody just a big gasp and a moan when he hit the deck. See, the foul is on.
He got it on Lane, which looks like a clean block, but apparently he got him on the arm. It's going to be his third.
Third and the second team foul on Hiawatha in this fourth quarter. Coach Jasper won an explanation for the official. Herla, free throw up and too strong. A good foul shooter, but he misses that one. St. Mary's has hit 8 3-pointers in this game. Herla misses both. That's in and out. Kessler, the rebound. Brady Herla going over 1,000 points in his career with 20 last night against Silver Lake. DeVader all over Jensen. DeVader pokes it away. Boswell gets it back. Coach Jasper can't believe there's not a call. But they play through it. Hiawatha still has possession. Morton turns, flips it back over to Kettler beyond the 3-point line. Now Morton. Approaching 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hiawatha 51, St. Mary's 48. Here's Jensen against Herla. Boswell lobs it, and Rizak jumps in front, knocks it away. Cavader, baseball pass down the floor, and Segele, rebound! And wanted it out of bounds into the student section by Mr. Morton, the human fly swatter on that play. Great hustle.
They knocked down the ESPN sign in the student section.
No Sports Center tonight. Inside, Rizak, and he's fouled. Morton thought he got it clean. He's hopping up and down, frustrated with the call. Morton with his third team foul. Just one team foul in St. Mary's. The St. Mary's has made 8 threes tonight. Hiawatha, they have made 8 threes as well. Rizak switches the free throw. He has 9. Reset the lineup for you. It is Jensen on the floor along with Boswell, Stephen Morgan, Kessler, and Morton. And for St. Mary's, Rizak at the line, Jackson, Gallegos, DeVader, and Herla. Second free throw. Rizak misses. He has 1 out of 2. He has 9 points this evening. And it's 51-49, Hiawatha. Jensen and a foul on DeVader. He's the arm bar. And DeVader just picked up his fourth.
It's a big foul on St. Mary's. 4:45 left. DeVader's had the hot hands, but kind of quieted down here in the fourth.
I've covered St. Mary's on 96.9 The Pulse, I think, 2 or 3 times this year. And almost every time DeVader eventually has foul trouble to deal with. He fouled out last night. Here's Stephen Morgan. Pump fake, sidestep. Oh, good defense by Jackson. And Stephen Morgan lucky to get the ball over to Morton. 4:33 to play fourth quarter. No shot clock in the Big East League or here in Hiawatha. 51-49 Hiawatha. Jensen drives, flips it out. Morton lines up a triple. The 9-3 of the night for Hiawatha. Morton's second tray. And a timeout. St. Mary's. 54-49 Redhawks. When it's time for a break, if you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout and snack. Full timeout called by the Bears. Hiawatha 54, St. Mary's 49. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. This is high school basketball at Hiawatha Channel. 102.9 KCA. Back in 30 seconds here on MSC Sports Radio.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
17 combined made three-pointers in this game. 9 for Hiawatha, 8 for St. Mary's. If St. Mary's wins tonight, they clinch a share of a league title based on everything that has been given to me. But if they lose, odds are they won't get a share of the league title. Lots of wild scenarios we explained earlier on the broadcast. Here's a three by Hurler. That one missed. Everything wide to the left. Kessler, the rebound, gets it to Boswell. Boswell across the 10-second line, underhands it to Morton. There is a scenario. If Silver Lake wins tonight and St. Mary's wins tonight and Nemaw Central loses, then Silver Lake would win the title over St. Mary's. So there's a scenario. If St. Mary's wins tonight, they might not get a share of the league title, according to athletic director Kelly Williams, who gave me all that information from Nemaw Central last night. Now a foul out front called on the Bears, a hold. That is the 13th foul on the Bears. And let's see who that was on. Gallegos, wasn't it? Four. Yep, that's four. 14 fouls. They put it up on the board. I think it was, and they called it on Jackson, his second, not Gallegos. But it is a 14th foul. Next, you want to put Hiawatha in double bonus. Hiawatha has beat state-ranked teams in Rossville and Nemaw Central. Trying to knock off another state-ranked team here tonight. And the ball knocked away by McCann. Into the backcourt. Jensen can retrieve it since it was touched by St. Mary. Spin dribble by Jensen. Picks up the dribble. Needs a little bit of help. Gets it to Morton. Morton, nice shake and bait. Steps in. Dishes to Kessler. Flips it out to Jensen. And Hiawatha, there's no need to shoot it right away because you're up five with 3:08 to play. That was smart by Jensen. He could have jacked it. Nobody probably would have blamed it, but they're milking some clock. Hiawatha started here 3-9. They've won three in a row. Nemaw Central, Riley County, and Holton. Now foul out front on McCann with the hand check.
Starting 15 Jensen. Foul on St. Mary's. We'll be at the line here and out for Hiawatha.
McCann with the personal. 2:52 to go. Hiawatha leading by five. You're just tuning in. St. Mary's led by two at halftime. Ben DeVader switched to free three from the volleyball line to beat the buzzer. Hiawatha trailed by six, 40-34 in the third. And then Cameron Boswell went three-point happy, hit five threes in the third quarter alone. Boswell had 17 points, 15 of the 17 in that third quarter. He had 15 of St. Mary's, or he had 15 of Hiawatha's 24 points in the third quarter. First free throw good by Jensen.
Not quite sure what they're reviewing, maybe the time, but.
Let me check in on fouls. Or are they saying, we'll see what they're saying. That was a 14th foul or the 15th foul? Because if it was, so they're going to take
that free throw that, away.
They're going to take it away, which you hate to see that. But
so that's a board issue then.
Yeah, the board issue. The officials went by the board issue. So that's a 14th foul. So they went to the line and made a free throw, and they said, no, we can't. That was the 14th foul. You shouldn't have been shooting free throws. So St. Mary's got to foul one more time to put Hiawatha at the line. Don't see that very often, where a point literally is taken off the board after they let him shoot a free throw. Here's Jensen. Spin dribble into the lane. Wrap around to Kessler. Brings it back over to Boswell. Here's Stephen Morgan. Back to Kessler. They play keep away right now against St. Mary's. It can be exhausting when you're chasing for about a minute or two. Kessler in the corner. Gives it to Morton. Now Watson has at least two, if not three timeouts. And now McCann inadvertently hits Morton in the face as he was swiping at the ball. Now we believe that the Red Hawks will be shooting free throws.
Knock on wood. Everyone at your kitchen table, just knock on some wood.
That's right. So that was on McCann, his second. So Morton to the line. 3-2 on the way. It is good. Good. 55-49. This one would make it a three-possession game. It's on the way. And it's here at still. 12 for Morton. And it's 56-49. Hiawatha. Erla over to Jackson. Out front for Rizak. Here is Gallegos. Jackson catches, drives baseline. Oh, what a beautiful, nifty reverse layup by Jackson. He has five. 56-51. Back the other way. Morton goes up and scores! Able to squeeze himself along that baseline without stepping out of bounds. 58-51. Here's a three by Gallegos in the corner. Knocks it down. Timeout. St. Mary's. 58-54. Ninth made three of the night for the Bears. We'll take that timeout as well. 58-54. Red Hawks back in 30 seconds. From Offers at 103.9 KMZ and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha with the lead, a minute 44 to play in regulation. Alex Gallegos hitting a big three-pointer, the ninth of the night for St. Mary's. Hiawatha's also hit nine trays. Hiawatha's in the double bonus for the final minute 44. Red Hawks leading by four after trailing by six in the third quarter. Inbounds comes to Boswell. He slips. And he's trapped with the ball taken away from by McCann. McCann goes up, can't finish. Rebound underneath McCann. Finds Turla, underhands it, Gallegos, the three on the way, bouncing off. Kessler, a good rebound, the ball poked away by Turla. And it'll be Hiawatha basketball.
There's a lot going on in the Roundhouse right now. And it's pretty exciting. These fans have been consistent coming to the games for Hiawatha. And they know earlier in this season, losses by two, losses by three, losses by one. At home, it's hard to be consistent. And now, maybe I'm sounding a little bit biased, not trying to be. But for Hiawatha to come out and play with state-ranked teams and beat two of them, I mean, it's impressive. St. Mary's, you can't deny their impressive season as well. I got to watch them play the Thunder Classic. I got to watch them play Holton. And they had a very impressive time there. They did lose Nemaha Central in that tournament, but they have the talent to win things.
Hiawatha calling a timeout with a minute 30 to play. So, in my count, both teams have two timeouts remaining. And a lot of strategy involved in the final minute 30. We could stretch this out for quite some time. St. Mary's 5-2 foul, so Hiawatha is a double bonus. St. Mary's is looking for a turnover. They can be full court pressure. They're going to be aggressive. Even if they get called for a foul, they put Hiawatha on the line. If they don't, if there's not a whistle, then they might get a turnover, as they just did a moment ago. So Hiawatha's got to be strong with the basketball. Knock down free throws. St. Mary's, they're going to be aggressive on defense, and then they're going to have to take advantage of any turnovers or mistakes that Hiawatha makes. So Hiawatha, they've been on a roll lately, won three in a row. They beat Nemaha Central, Riley County, Holton. They beat Roscoe in the year, and now they have St. Mary's on the ropes. 58-54, Red Hawks with the ball, and Hurla slaps, trying to knock the ball away, came right across the arm, easy call for the official. Hurla the foul, and two free throws coming up for Ethan Morton. I love the resetting of fouls every quarter so that we don't have a free throw contest. Everybody's in the bonus with 4 minutes going a quarter. The only bad thing is it eliminated a one-and-one, so it takes away some of the pressure. Like right now, if Ethan Morton knows he gets two the old way before last year, it would have been a 1-1. And if he missed the front end, obviously it could be trouble. But here you know you're getting two. 15 for Morton, 3 of 3 from the line. He has a couple of three-pointers tonight. You talk about Boswell's hot streak in the third, but Morton's been consistent throughout the game. 59-54. Minute 29 to go. Morton splashes the second free throw. 60-54. Bears trying to avoid a close loss of back-to-back nights on the road. Hurla underneath Rizak. Lays it up and in. Well, Hiawatha had a near steal on the perimeter. Back the other way. Steven Morgan flips it over to Jensen. Rizak has 11. Gallegos gives up the foul. So, free throws coming up again for Hiawatha. And you look at the sub-state seedings right now, there's 16-team sub-states, and two of those 16 will move on to state, because they'll be seeded 8 in one bracket, 8 in another. Hiawatha is actually hosting the championship games. They're hosting at sub-state as Jensen hits the free throw. But what's interesting is right now Hiawatha would be a 12 seed, as both free throws are good by Jensen. But there's carry 12. Here's a fadeaway by Hurla. The Baker doesn't go. The ball tipped up. Rezac gets it back to Hurla. Three-pointer from the corner. In and out. And then the ball out touched by Summers. And it went to Hiawatha with 59 seconds to play. 52-56 in favor of the Redhawks. But Hiawatha keeps winning. They will probably move up a few spots in the sub-state seedings, too. And who knows? Hiawatha St. Mary's could play again in postseason play in sub-state. 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Morton, jumps in the air. Seaborg goes up and hauls it in, climbs the ladder for the high pass, and then a foul on the Bears. 48.8 to play. Redhawks lead by 6. They're in the double bonus. And pretty simple. Hiawatha keeps hitting their free throws. They will win this game.
You're making me nervous, Wayne.
You believe too much in the announcer jinxes.
I do, honestly.
It only applies to you. You jinxed the girls game earlier today.
I know. Apologies.
I tested it, and so far, actually, it worked out.
Maybe it's because you have more experience than I do.
That could be. Everything's swell when I make predictions. See how clever I am?
Mm-hmm.
Or unclever. Stephen Morgan to the line. Free throw, good. Man, how about the Redhawks shooting free throws at a high level? That makes a three-possession game, 63-56. Stephen Morgan with 11, looking for even dozen, and he gets it. Bounces it over there. 64-56, 48 seconds to play. Hurla brings it up, steps through, leans in, draws some contact. He'll go to the line. That's the last thing Hiawatha does to do is foul him, but the good news is he didn't make the shot and have an and-one opportunity. But Hurla goes to the line with the clock stopped. That's the fourth personal foul on Morton. 64-56. You know, it's 40-34. St. Mary's had made a three, and Boswell hit his first three of the night. And we said at the time that was a huge three.
Mm-hmm.
And because if he misses that, St. Mary's go down score. All of a sudden, they're up 8 or 9. That was a huge shot in this game back in the third. And that was the first of 5 threes in the quarter for Mr. Boswell. Hurla 3 of 5 from the line. He has 11 points. Second free throw, up and good. He has now a dozen. Here's Morton bringing it up, and he's fouled by the Bears in the backcourt, 64-58. Kessler, I believe, has a bloody nose. He's being attended to at the Hiawatha bench below to our right. Summers and DeBater will come in here in a moment, offense for defense. Well, we said in the pregame, throw the records, put them in the trash. Hiawatha 6-9, but they're better than that record. And they're playing a lot of confidence on their home floor. St. Mary's playing on back-to-back nights. Catch them at a good time there, too, after a disappointing loss on the road against Silver Lake last night. And Hiawatha stayed in the game, kept the pressure on St. Mary's, and now, as Morton made the first, he makes the second. He has 18 unofficially. And it is 66-58. Hurla all the way down the floor. He lays it up and in. He has 14 inbounds to Boswell. Back to Morton. 66-60. Bears need to foul. Get ahead to Boswell. Far corner. With it is Newell. And he wisely doesn't take a three, or he would have been put on the bench in a hurry. And he is fouled. He'll shoot free throws. And Gallegos is personal.
That's going to be the fourth on Gallegos.
Yep, he's got four. 23.3 to play. Newell to the line, looking for his first point of the night. Misses. He makes this one. You think that would officially close the door. If he misses, the door is still ajar. Second free throw. He knocks it down. 67-60, Hiawatha. Hurla sprints down the floor on the dribble to our left, all the way to the hoop, and he lays it up and in. He has 16. Timeout, St. Mary's. 17-4 to play. Back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZ and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Gary Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn perfect timeout snack. Hiawatha 17.4 seconds away from pulling off the upset against the ninth-ranked team in the State 3, the St. Mary's Bears. Bears in danger of losing back-to-back games, two games in a span of 24 hours, both on the road. Lost a heartbreaker last night at Silver Lake. And now down five with 17.4 to go on the road here at Hiawatha. Hiawatha led by one at the end of one, 13-12. St. Mary's up two at half, 24-22. Hiawatha with a whole bunch of great three-point shooting by Boswell and Morton took a three-point lead going into the fourth, 46-43. Boswell, he can run the baseline if he wants to after the made bucket. He's not running the baseline. He gets it into Steven Morgan, and he almost traveled. Boswell being chased. Fires it far corner again to Newell, and he's fouled by McCann. And so Newell will go to the line with 9.7 to play, and St. Mary's needs a mini miracle to pull this one out of the fire. We welcome everybody listening on 92.1 FM KMZA, the Hiawatha Redhawks, coming in a record of 6-9, but they've won three in a row, taking on the ninth-ranked team in the State 3, St. Mary's, who's 13-3, and the Redhawks are 9.7 seconds away from pulling off another upset against the state-ranked team. Noel missed the first free throw, second one he does make, still a two-possession game at 68-62, timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it here so that we can update those that are tuning in on 92.1. Our girls' game tonight, St. Mary's won 59-43. Isabel Hurla had 29-7-3. Kate Heim has 23. St. Mary's girls now 9-8. Kylie Nelson, 18. Tiffy Nelson, 10 for Hiawatha. Boys' game, Hiawatha coming in winners of three in a row. Beat Nemoff Central, gave the Thunder their first loss of the year last Tuesday. Then they beat Riley County by 15 on Friday. This Tuesday, beat Holton by 23. And tonight, they're up six with 9.7 to go against state-ranked St. Mary's.
And mind you, this Hiawatha team actually lost to Holton by 14 at Holton on January the 3rd. So after losing it and beating them by 20,
yeah,
they've made the switch.
It shows the improvement that you make. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. St. Mary's last year started 9-1 and then lost the first round of sub-state and lost seven of the last 11. So they had the hot start, but then struggled at the end. Hiawatha had the rough start, 3-9, and now they're continuing to win these games, and they are playing with a wealth of confidence. Could be a very special Valentine's Day for Hiawatha and the boys here if they can finish this off. Inbounds to Hurla. Hurla brings up the floor, needs to get off the three, shoots the desperation triple, wide left, out of bounds, and that should do it. 3.9 to play, Hiawatha 68, St. Mary's 62. This will be the third win over a state-ranked team for the Red Hawk boys. Three of the seven wins against state-ranked teams. That's how tough this Diggies League is. It's now the Morgan Hawk right now. And Hiawatha wins it 5-6. And they win their fourth in a row. And they knock off the St. Mary's Bears 68-62. Next year, our player of the game, our next.
And our postgame for all the time
after 2.5 minutes timeout on 92.1 and MSC Sports Radio Network. I'll say it one more time. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money, Joe Friday.
Title wins. Title wins. Title wins.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show. Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to Hiawatha. Paige, what a night for the Hiawatha boys as they win it tonight by six. And I know you were pretty excited about this game, and you had confidence that they could do some special things tonight. They certainly did that.
Hiawatha, I think, is kind of the underdog in a lot of these games, but I think they're going to be turning some heads. They've had four straight wins now, beat Nemaha Central last Tuesday, Riley County last Friday, Holton on Tuesday. So they are on a roll for Hiawatha. Unfortunately for St. Mary's, this is their second loss in a row after losing to Silver Lake last night, 64-60. So two kind of heartbreakers for the Bears as they lose 68-62 here. But they did come out with a win on Nemaha Central on Tuesday, 60-44. So for the Bears, they've had ups, and right now they're kind of in a low swing. But for them, things should be looking up as they play Raleigh County and Silver Lake, so will be close games for the Bears as well, hopefully, for Coach Spaulding.
Yeah, it was a fun night of basketball here at the Roundhouse, and we welcome you to our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll go through all the totals and statistics, which are provided by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holt Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Emler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. And stay tuned. We'll have our player or players of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. But this boys' game was tight throughout. Hiawatha led 13-12 at the end of one. St. Mary's, Ben DeVader hit a three at the buzzer to close out the first half from the volleyball line from another area code, and that gave St. Mary's a lead at the break, 24-22. And then things started to heat up offensively in the third quarter. We had nine made threes in the third quarter between the two teams, three by St. Mary's, six by Hiawatha, including five, count them, five threes by Cameron Boswell, all five of those triples in the third quarter for the Redhawks. He had a big one, his first one, to cut it to three at 40-37 when you thought St. Mary's had the momentum. Boswell, 15 of his team's 24 points in that third quarter, including the five triples. Morton had a big three in that quarter as well. And Hiawatha led by three going into the fourth. And in the fourth quarter, Hiawatha able to get a couple more threes as Stephen Morgan hit a three. Morton hit a clutch three-pointer. And then they were great at the foul line, 18 of 21 unofficially from the line. They closed the door, and they win it here tonight, 68-62. Let's give you all those stats Let's start with St. Mary's. And as Paige mentioned, they were 7-1 in the league, and it looked like they were going to win a league title, probably maybe even outright, because they had knocked off Nemaha Central earlier this week by 16 after Nemaha Central beat them in the Thunder Classic Championship by 8. And so everything was looking rosy for the Bears, but then they go to Silver Lake last night. That game could have gone either way. Great game. And St. Mary's lose a heartbreaker in the final seconds to the Eagles. And then they got to turn around because that was a makeup game of a snowout from January. They have to turn around another road trip, except all the way to Hiawatha from St. Mary's. And they take on a team that is playing with a wealth, abundance of confidence in Hiawatha on their home floor. Bears come up here playing two games in 24 hours. And they were leading in the third quarter, much like they were last night. And at the end of the day, Hiawatha made the plays to get the win. So the Bears go from in the driver's seat to now, more than likely, not getting even a share of a league title. It depends what Silver Lake does at Royal Valley, and also depends what Nemaha Central does on the road tonight at Riley County. And I'll go through the scenarios before we sign off here for those people that are curious about that. But St. Mary's tonight was led by Brady Hurla and Ben DeVader, but Hurla got a lot there at the very end. DeVader was the one that really sparked him. He had 19 points, and he had 10 of his team's 19 in the third quarter, got hot beyond the arc at 3 threes, 19 points for DeVader, 12 of his 19 in the second half. 16 for Brady Hurla, including a couple of three-pointers. Ty Rizak had 11 in the post, 6 points for Alex Gallegos on a couple of triples. Killian McCann, 5 points in a three. Cyprian Jackson, 5 points in a three. St. Mary's, 11 of 16 from the line, unofficially just 7 turnovers, and they hit 9 three-pointers, but it was not enough. Bears fall to 13-4 overall, 7-3. Is their final record in their first year in the Big East League. Even though they got league games coming up, it's the second meeting. The first of the two meetings are league games. The second matchups are not in those situations because it's not a true double round robin in the Big East League. Not everybody plays each other twice. Hiawatha, what can you say? They are playing and brimming with confidence. They've won 4 in a row, and it's not against slouches either. They beat Nemaha Central, they beat Riley County, they beat Holton, and now they beat St. Mary's, 2 of those 4 state-ranked teams. Hiawatha boys now 7-9, 5-4 in the league. After starting the year 3-9, they've won 4 in a row, and they were led by Ethan Morton with 18 points, 16 in the second half, 6 of 6 in the line, 2 threes. Cameron Boswell, 17 points, and if you blinked, you missed all 15 of the 17. He hit them so quickly in succession, basically, there in the third quarter. 12 points for Michael Jensen, 3 for 3 from the line and a 3. Braylon Siebenmorgan with 12 points. He was 7-8 from the line. Wayne Kessler had 8 points, 2 clutch free throws out of 4 attempts for Braden Newell there at the end. And Hiawatha unofficially tonight with just 7 turnovers. And we mentioned the free throw shooting, 18 of 21, and they, too, made 9 three-pointers on the night. It's time for our Players of the Game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And for St. Mary's, got to go with Ben DeVader. He's our Player of the Game for the Bears, 19 points, as we mentioned, and hit a big three there before halftime. And for Hiawatha, how can you not go with two guys? I mean, Ethan Morton had 18. He was clutch at the line. And Boswell, we've already talked about how hot he was with 5 threes in that third quarter, ends up with 17. Hiawatha girls and boys will be at Sabetha on Tuesday. They host Royal Valley Thursday, and then they'll take on Riverside. So a busy week for them next week, 3 games in 5 days. St. Mary's, meanwhile, will be on the road at Riley County. They'll host Silver Lake next Friday on our sister station, 96.9 The Pulse, in the year with Rossville on the road on Monday, February the 24th, which will also be on 96.9 The Pulse. Earlier tonight, the girls' game, St. Mary's wins 59-43. We were tied at 27.5. St. Mary's a 15-0 run in the third quarter. Isabel Hurla was a story. The senior guard had 7 threes, a new school record. She had the previous record of 6 in a game. She now has 139 in her career, 51 on the season. She made 7 triples, 3 of those in that big third-quarter run. And St. Mary's pulled away to win by 16. And Hayden Heinz-Chipton with 23, Hurla with 29. Bears are 9-8, 5-5. They finish in league play. Hiawatha girls now 8-8, 4-5 in the league. They've lost 5 in a row, led by Kylie Nelson with 18 and 3 threes. And Kinsey Nelson chipped in with 10. Kylie Nelson and Heim and Hurla were our players of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Okay, before we sign off, I want to give you a quick update here. I don't know if I've got any scores. We'll get them on the scoreboard show coming up here in just a little bit on 103.9 and our family of stations. But Sabetha wins tonight over Perry LeCompton, 59-44 is that final. In regards to the league race, coming in tonight, if the Riley County girls won over Nemaha Central, they were outright undefeated league champs. if Nemo Central won and Silver Lake won tonight, then there's a three-way tie for the championship. On the boys' side, Nemaha Central, Silver Lake, and St. Mary's all came in tonight 7-2 in the league, and they all were favorites to win tonight. Silver Lake at Royal Valley, Nemaha Central at Riley County, and St. Mary's at Hiawatha. But as we know, St. Mary's lost, so they finished 7-3. So that means that if Silver Lake and Nemaha Central both win tonight, Nemaha Central is your league champion because they win the head-to-head tiebreaker over Silver Lake. They beat Silver Lake by 4 earlier in the year. If Nemaha Central loses tonight to Riley County and Silver Lake wins at Royal Valley, Silver Lake is your outright champion at 8-2. In the span of 24 hours, Silver Lake will be going from fourth place in the league to outright champions with 2 wins. And Rossville was sitting there going, I hope you all lose, because if all 3 of those teams would have lost, Rossville would have been tied and have been a 4-way tie for the league championship at 7-3. So it is bonkers. I appreciate Kelly Williams over at Nemaha Central shooting me that information on the tiebreaker scenarios with the girls and the boys. The girls a little simpler, the boys a lot more complicated. And so for St. Mary's, not the end of the world. You still got a lot of season to play, and they very well could be right back on this floor trying to punch their ticket to a state tournament, which they've been to state 3 times under head coach Will Spradling. And right now, I tell you what, whether Hiawatha's a 8, a 9, a 10, 11, or a 12 seed, the way they're playing right now, they're a scary team to face early on in sub-state play. And, of course, as we know by now, it's all about matchups. But right now, Hiawatha is playing really as well as anybody in the league right now. Rossville girls win tonight over Abilene 38-34. And I'm checking to see if there's any other Big 7 league scores, but I don't see any others other than the ones we've already told you. So you can check all that out at the MSC Sports website, mscsports.net, and we'll find out who the league champions are. We should know at the end of the night who the girls and boys champions are. Might be multiple champions on both sides. And it's been quite a first year in the Big East League. And can you imagine if you ever made a double round robin out of this thing and everybody played each other twice? I mean, everybody played each other twice. Some schools do, some schools don't. And it should be a lot of fun to see what happens next year in the Big East League. But it's been a heck of a first year, no question about it. Paige? It was fun doing the games with you here tonight. Who's our camera person? We'll give him some love.
Leah Kessler.
Leah, thank you so much for running the camera. I'm guessing she did a great job.
She did.
I was focused over
as
here.
Always.
You were taking care of replays and everything else. Where can people see those replays at?
On the Hiawatha channel, on the MSC Sports website, and it's always free to check out. You can go back and watch all of the games, not just this one. They should all be there.
Fantastic. Our final scores for the final time tonight from the Roundhouse in Hiawatha on Valentine's Day. St. Mary's girls 59, Hiawatha 43. The boys' final, Hiawatha pulls off yet another upset. Hiawatha boys knock off St. Mary's 68-62. Thanks for tuning in to high school basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.